The big get bigger, and the small go out. That's what United States Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue told farmers in Wisconsin last week at the World Dairy Expo. Advocates for family farms are denouncing the claims, saying that small farms are important and innovative as ever.
The dairy community in our region in Idaho and Utah is thriving.
That's Carrie Ann Follow, the CEO of Dairy West, a marketing and promotional organization that advocates for family farms in Utah and Idaho. Follow says she respects the secretary, but the farmers she works with are innovating and continue producing quality dairy in responsible ways.
All of our dairies are family-owned, except for the LDS Church and a couple university dairies. I believe that the great strength of American agriculture and the dairy community specifically is our diversity.
The secretary's comments surprised some farmers, but in Wisconsin, the dairy industry has been hurting, with more than 500 farms already closing this year. But the Trump administration's policies and trade wars are not helping, advocates argue. According to a September analysis by the U.S. Dairy Export Council, U.S. dairy exports to China fell by 43% since July 2018, when the first round of tariffs started. Follow isn't too worried.
Our dairy farmers are some of the most optimistic people, and they're really, really innovative, and they're always looking for ways to do their work better and to prosper for the long term.
Some milk may be spilling, but Follow says it's not anything to cry about. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Carter Moore.